Ja, hej och välkomna till den här spännande extrasändningen av Radio Nordfront. Det är jag, Per Öberg, som pratar här och som producent har vi då Robin Palmblad.
Ja, precis. Jag är fortfarande lite sjuk så det är du som får leda som programledare idag, Per.
Ja, och jag kan säga att jag är så sjukt exalterad över den här sändningen så att jag, alltså för första gången i min radiohistoria så är jag lite nervös. Och det kan man kanske förstå och det kommer säkert märkas, men det skiter jag i för att det här är så stort tillfälle så vi får inte missa det. Martin Saxlind och Fredrik Weidland har skickat ett brev till den här Stephen Bannon och bett att få en intervju med Trump. Och de förklarade, berättade vad vi var för alternativmedia, berättade även vad vi har rapporterat om Trump hittills och så vidare. Och sjukt nog så sa han ja. Och det här är alltså lite intressant för att han är på ett möte just nu. Så att han går alltså backstage och håller det här samtalet med oss. Så att det här är breaking news helt enkelt. Jag kan inte värja mig. Är det inte stort, Robin?
Oj, ursäkta. Jo, absolut. Jag är ledsen att jag kommer inte kunna medverka. När vi får honom på tråden för att jag bara hostar och sådär. Men jag tycker det är sjukt spännande så det kommer bli episkt faktiskt. Han har ju varit med på Infowars.com tidigare så det är
jättestort. Jag ska här. Tvinga upp datorna med.
Flera miljoner visningar på Alex Jones intervju med honom. Så.
Ja, fantastiskt. Och på chatten om någon vill ställa någon fråga till presidenten. Jag vet inte om vi kommer in i det för han sa att det får bli väldigt, väldigt kort. Han har väldigt lite tid och så vidare. Och vi ska snart prata med dem här så att vi spelar ett litet musikstycke innan.
Ja, amerikanska nationalsången här kommer.
Hello, Mr. Trump. It's very nice to have you in our show, and you have been promised us to participate in this brief interview. So welcome to the show, sir.
It feels great, and it feels great to be with you, and you've been so nice, and thank you.
this is a very short interview. You have agreed on doing that. And that's why I go to the most controversial question first. The Holocaust, is it true or is it fake news?
That was fake news.
Okay, nice to hear, Mr. Trump. Now that we have taken that important question, we can go down to some more other internal political question. Obamacare repeal is maybe your first deal. Are you going to be able to close it?
Well, I think it's going to be never easy. You know, healthcare is a very complex subject. I've been saying that for a long time. Now people are agreeing with me. They understand. And not complex for the ordinary reason. It's complex because you take this group and you make them happy and they become unhappy. Now you make them happy and they become, so it's back and forth. The answer is yes, we're going to get something done. I think it's going to be terrific and it's going to be so much better than Obamacare, which really doesn't exist. Because if you allow it to exist for another year, it's going to implode. And, you know, I've been saying for a long time, just walk away for 1 year. They'll come back, the Democrats, who if you gave them a Democrat bill to approve, they wouldn't approve. Give you one vote. It's really a bad situation out there. So, and it's been that way for years, not just now. It's been that way for years. But if I put together a perfect Democrat bill on health care or anything else for them to sign, you wouldn't get one vote. It's a pretty bad deal.
But people like Senator Rand Paul could mess this up. Isn't that true?
I like him. He's become a friend of mine. It's hard to believe I ridiculed because he's a good guy. And he means well. And I think ultimately we want something done. And also we want to start on the taxes. We're going to cut everybody's taxes, including business taxes, the middle income taxes. Everything's going to be cut. Can't do that until we get this done.
Okay, the income taxes. You know, in Sweden we have really high taxes and we don't get much for paying that. But if we talk about income taxes, what would you like to see the top rate be?
We're going to get a big reduction. We're going to bring business down to 15 to 20% from 36 and 38 and even higher that in certain instances. We're the highest taxed nation in the world. We're going to bring taxes way down. And for middle income, we're also getting rid of brackets. We're going from 7 to 3 or 4 brackets. And that will be such a...
Excuse me, Mr. President, but I don't think you're the highest taxed people in the world. I actually think Sweden got higher taxes, but let's not argue about that. What would you like to see the brackets look like?
Well, I'd like to see zero if you don't make much. Like zero, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be zero up to a level. And then it's going to be 12.5%, 15%. It's going to be 10%. We're working on the different numbers, but it's going to be much lower than it is right now.
Well, we saw some of your returns, but these people on NBC News, they tried to get you down on this.
You comment it? They're bad people. There's something wrong with them. They leaked them. It's illegal to do what they did, I think. You know, I always heard that a tax return was a very sacred kind of a thing. You don't leak them. You're not allowed to. It's criminally offensive. But they put them out, and I think it was... they're good from that standpoint. My tax returns are good. It's terrible what's going on in Washington. We have a certain establishment out there that's leaking. And if it gets down to other things, even more important than that. But a tax return's a very important thing. And you're not supposed to be leaking them. And they do. Which is, they just don't respect the law. And we have to change that.
Okay, let's talk about this so-called anti-Trump resistance. We have it out there. Do you think it's genuine anger, or is it someone, even maybe Obama, pulling the strings? Or is it someone higher up in the hierarchy, maybe some ethnic group? What do you think, Mr.
You know, there's
President?
Some anger and there's great love on our side. I mean, look at the crowds. We have crowds. We have Senator Lamar Alexander. We have Senator Corker. We have the governor of the state, governor of Tennessee, great guy. And they say they've never seen crowds like that ever. They've been here a long time. They've never seen anything like it for the country stars, for anything. And that's love. We have great love. That's how we won.
Yeah, of course. You have great love on your side, but still... you have some hooligan-like people who burning things on the streets and so on. Do you think Obama wants you to succeed as a president, or do you think he wants to sabotage for you? Or do,
well, you know,
what
he's been
think?
Very nice to me personally, but his people haven't been nice. And there's great animosity out there. There's great anger. Leaking is just one example of it. In some cases, a very serious example of it. But leaking and the level of anger is hard to believe. So while he's nice personally, there doesn't seem to be a lot of nice things happening behind the scenes. And that's unfortunate.
The Jewish media has been quite vicious on you and your family. How do you process that?
You just have to go on. You know, we've done a great job in terms of manufacturing, in terms of the market, in terms of business optimism. I don't know if you saw optimism's up the highest in 15 years. More than that, it'll turn out to be. Things are just going really well for the country. You look at the border. Down now 61% since the inauguration. Stock market's up 15%, almost 16% since the inauguration. Over $3 trillion of value has been created. Many jobs have been created. I mean, we're really, look, I inherited a mess, okay? The Middle East was a mess. People wanting to get jobs is a mess, despite the numbers. You know, you hear numbers, but you have millions of people out there that want to get jobs. They can't get jobs because we don't have good jobs. But they're coming back. Ford is coming back. General Motors is coming back. Fiat Chrysler is coming back. We just had a big meeting in Detroit with the car manufacturers, and it was unbelievable what's going to be happening. So ultimately, that's the thing that talks. And as you probably saw the polls that came out today, I'm at my all-time high for this. So we'll just keep going.
Nice. You're still paying attention to the polls.
The only ones I guess I shouldn't have paid attention to were the exit polls during election day, as I was saying, boy, I think I'm doing better than that, and it turned out that we did.
Okay, Mr. President, here's some quick questions then. What is going to be done first, building the wall to Mexico or defeating ISIS?
Well, you see, we're doing very well in the Middle East over the last 4 weeks. That's another thing. I mean, we're not playing games anymore, and we're letting the generals and the captains and the majors and the people on the ground that graduated from West Point in Annapolis, and they've graduated from the Air Force Academy, and they're out there doing their thing. But I think the wall is going to start very soon. We had almost 200 bidders to build the wall. We have great pricing coming in. We have some great designs coming in. I think the wall's going to start very soon.
Are you going to pick the design for the wall?
I'll be very much involved. General Kelly's done a fantastic job. When it comes to design, I'm very good at that stuff. And building on time, on budget, that's what I do.
Okay, Mr. President, let me know when they break ground. I might be going to your country myself with a shovel.
Maybe I'll be down there with you.
Okay, short answer. What do you think about Vladimir Putin?
Don't know him. But certainly he is a tough cookie, and I don't know how he's doing for Russia. We're going to find out one day, I guess.
Okay, Mr. President, I have promised a short interview, and we had a short interview, so that was actually our last agreed question. But I thank you very much for participating in our show.
Tremendous future, tremendous potential. Should be making good money. Your agent should be very happy. And I enjoy your show. And honestly, you've been so nice to me that this is why I turned on the biggest shows on television. And here I am.
nu.
Ja, jag får be om ursäkt att det var lite nervös intervju från min sida, men det är inte var då man får intervjua USAs president. Och sen var det faktiskt så att frågorna fick inte vi helt välja fritt, så jag kuppade lite med första frågan där. Och det var ju lite intressant att han tyckte att Holocaust var fake news. Men ja, vi kommer nog analysera det här lite mer imorgon vid sändningen. Så att det var intressant. Och jag tror att vi kommer få prata mer med honom faktiskt. Ja, har du något att lägga till, sjuka producent?
Jag tror att Mikael Karlsson kommer nog vilja sätta tänderna i det han sa och analysera. Han är ju jäkligt vass på amerikansk in- och utrikespolitik. Så ja, absolut, vi kommer prata mer om det imorgon. Det här.
Han skulle säkert vilja vara med. Men vi tackar för att ni har lyssnat på den här extra sändningen allihopa.
Mm.
Och imorgon har vi en vanlig sändning, eller hur?
Ja, precis. Vi kommer diskutera med Damon gällande han. Han vill ju dra igång en självhushållnings-slash-prepping-podd. Så han kommer gästa Radio Nordfront och berätta mer om det.
Bland annat. Fint. Ja, tack alla lyssnare för att ni har lyssnat på extra sändningen och ha en bra lördag.
Ja, hej då.
Hej då.